This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's get to it, folks. Another hour of What's on Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow. Mike Lindell and his team have the new My Coffee in. Mike searched the globe for the best coffee, found a great mom-pop operation that made the best coffee, and said, we're going to take this to the next level. Is that a great American story or what?
Love it.
Isn't that something? So whether it's coffee, whether it's a pet bed, whether it is the book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. The great new sheets, the Percale sheets, are fantastic. Very summery. They breathe. You know, they are the perfect kind of just feel cool, and they get softer with every wash. Those are brand new, only here for a limited time. Whatever it is, find it at MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, which is all American-made entrepreneurs. Pretty cool stories there. And also FrankSpeech.com. All of the deals on all three sites, use the promo code Scott, or better yet, give him a call at 800-506-9028. It's Friday. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions or comments are welcome for Senator Kevin Cramer on the program. And please feel free to call us at 701-258-0550. Text us at 701-237-1550. 90. Senator Cramer, welcome back to the Talk Radio Town Hall, and happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. It's good to be back on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
I'm surprised.
Seems like it happens every week.
Every week, by golly, we do this for a full hour. And
most of the time.
Yeah, and I would imagine you might be a little weary after it. I've lost count of how many media appearances you did this week.
What was that? Well, there were a bunch. So it's funny, there are two things that have become really big national stories. Well, one's a really big national story, the other one's just out there a lot, shall we say. And both pretty big. But the one, of course, is Fufang, and the request that Senator Hoeven, Senator Rubio, and I made to have a CFIUS review, and we can go into the details of what that means. But that has prompted a whole bunch of national news. And so I've been trying to do every interview I can, Scott. I have some more yet today. And then the other one, though, interestingly, is the legislation I introduced to allow mothers of unborn children to demand and get child support from the fathers before the child is born. In other words, an unborn child is deserving of the same child support that a born child is. And in the aftermath of the Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, this has taken on a whole new lens, if you will. And so it's not a new idea. I introduced the same legislation in the last Congress, but this Congress, it's gotten a lot of attention. And I think partly, Scott, because people don't know quite what to make of it, regardless of what side of the abortion issue they're on. Even Hollywood elites are kind of thinking, you know what, this might make some sense. So those two issues have gotten me a lot of sort of national headlines, I guess.
How do you have a shot of getting something like that, which, by the way, should get Democratic support? It'd be a little conundrum for them, because they're going to have to say, wait a minute here. I got to acknowledge that's a baby, yet I want the ability to end that baby's life. But if there is a baby there and the mom decides to take that baby to term, why shouldn't she get child support? No different than a court would say if, someone murdered that mother, there would be a double homicide, right? So it just sort of, it makes a lot of sense. But in a Democratic Congress, House, Senate, and a Democratic president, any chance you attach that to something or get a vote?
Well, I will say this, that right now, as you can probably tell, Republicans and Democrats, particularly over in the House, the Democrats are trying to put up a lot of sort of gotcha legislation, trying to trap members into votes, uncomfortable votes, or even in some cases hard to explain votes that, you know, and a lot of it centered around this very issue. I do think with some time and some healing, we can actually pass something like this, because you've made the perfect point. I mean, regardless of what side of the issue you're on, if you're a compassionate pro-life warrior like we are, or if you're a compassionate advocate of single moms or women that find themselves in unwanted pregnancies. It's a compassionate response in both cases to both types of people. Right now, the politics of it might be too difficult, but nothing happens overnight in Washington, and so I think we've laid the groundwork for some, you know, possible bipartisan solution.
Kes, Senator Kramer has always on Fridays graciously agreed to take your calls, questions, and comments on anything. So whether you want to talk about any of these things or anything else, please get your calls in early so we get to as many of you as possible. They tend to stack up towards the end, and then we have to go super fast. So let's start with Blake in Bismarck. You're on What's On Your Mind, the Talk Radio Town Hall today at 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Blake.
Oh, hey, speaking of the gotcha legislation, I know this might be shocking to sometimes politicians, but politics. And this used to be something that would drive me crazy with Conrad and Dorgan and Daschle and Jim Johnson. And like the guys that were safe, they weren't running for re-election for 4 or 6 years or something. They would maybe take an unpopular vote within their state because they knew by the time the next election came around, it would be gone. I think that's what's going on here, like with Kelly Armstrong. They're just trying to paint Republicans as extremists. See, they want to take away your birth control. They want to take away everything. So I actually am okay with Kelly Armstrong, you know, taking that vote because it kind of denies them that issue as saying, look, all of these Republicans are just terrible, homophobic, anti-gay, you know, people. Because that's really what this is all about. I mean, it's not going to change anything. It's just politicians playing politics.
So Blake is very astute. In fact, I'm sitting here smiling as you're talking, Blake, because what you just articulated raises an interesting point about this issue. Let's talk about it for a minute, Scott. And of course, that is the vote that Kelly cast the other day that is being cast as a he's for gay marriage vote. Now, I don't know what Kelly's position is on gay marriage. It doesn't matter to me right now in this context and what Blake is saying. But in many respects, by passing that bill, any Republican that voted for it does rob the Democrats of what they think is their greatest weapon, and that is to pin, you know, homophobia on all Republicans. Because, you know, in the public arena, in the larger public square, that's an issue that they feel like they're stronger on. They probably are. That said,
stronger politically, that they win the debate.
Precisely.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Might be some tactics at work here.
That's right. And so, and they shift, and then they try, in their view, and it's not mine, but in their view, they're shifting then the public's branding perception or the perception of the brands more their direction and away from our direction at a time when it is not just leaning, but like cascading to the right. And so they're trying to change this narrative. So Blake, I think, is right on point here, which raises this interesting question, and I just throw it out as a, you know, for us to ponder. This issue will probably come to the Senate, although it's not clear that it will, because we don't have that much of a calendar left. And as you guys know, the Senate takes a lot longer to do things as per our rules than the House. And that gets to sort of Blake's other point about 6 years and all that. But anyway, the one way to rob the Democrats of this issue is for it to pass. I'm not saying I'm voting for it, but that is the one thing. What they want more than anything, and why I think Chuck Schumer is more likely to bring it up for a vote if there aren't 10 Republicans who will vote for it than he would be if there are. Because if it passes, he doesn't have the issue anymore. Maybe with an individual member, but
most of our reaction to the vote that Kelly cast here has been critical. And and honestly, furious from a lot of people. Are they right to be mad about the issue? Not necessarily the political games, but just the vote itself.
Well, this is a very personal issue, of course, and so you're going to be furious about things, you know, that are specific to you or how you feel. I haven't heard Kelly's case. I haven't talked to him about it yet. But I will say this: it's not an unreasonable intellectual or legal argument to vote for it, because at the heart of it is a very sort of specific legal case or legal argument, and it's full faith and credit clause. It has to do with one state or all states recognizing a marriage that comes from one state, and there are examples of that where North Dakotans might say, well, yeah, you should recognize this marriage in Minnesota that we recognize in North Dakota. On the other hand, we are talking specifically in the case that prompted this, a gay marriage, and people feel very strongly one way or the other on that. So people's emotions are theirs. They own their own emotions, and they own it based on what their convictions are and what they believe and what their understanding of the Constitution. I would say there's maybe some misunderstanding about some of it. But you know what? Back to Blake's point. Sometimes in this job, you cast hard votes, not just easy votes. One of the big advantages of the Senate, of course, are these 6-year terms, but the founders did that on purpose too, for the very reason that Blake just described. The Senate is that cooling off place. It's the place where the 6-year term provides, what are called the statesmen, if you will. And so, I think it's a fascinating civic study, to be honest with you.
Take a short break. Lots of questions rolling in related to the ultimate outcome. I guess a prediction on what will happen with the corn milling plant in Grand Forks proposed for the Chinese food manufacturer Fufeng, which already owns 300 acres of land near Grand Forks to set up a milling plant, and whether or not they'd ultimately be able to own that this close to the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Obvious national security concerns there. More on that and other questions or comments. Welcome from you for Senator Kevin Crane.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hapandsons.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Love this song. Oh.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can.
Cody, at the North Dakota State Fair of Minot tomorrow night.
Cody Johnson, yep. Tomorrow night, Grandstand.
That's a life lesson, that song, Till You Can't.
Oh, buddy, right?
It's a calming song there, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, I love it. Back at What's On Your Mind, brought to you by Patriot Mobile today. You know, if you find yourself just turning on the news and feeling hopeless, whether it's the open borders or this inflation mess or, you know, the masks are back, you know, take your pick. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Let's stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company that's done just that, to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Stop sending your money to woke companies that fight against everything you believe in. And go with a company with 100% U.S.-based customer support team that make everything so easy. That's why we switched. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY, and they're going to waive fees for our first responders and veterans for multi-line accounts. Special discounts there, too. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT. Sam and Dickinson for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Senator Cramer, Scott, good morning, fellas.
Morning to you.
Hi, Sam.
So, Senator Cramer, I was listening to your intro, and you said something that sparked a thought in my mind again. And that was, you said that things in Washington don't get done quickly, which is how things were laid out by our founders, right? Checks and balances for everybody. However, I'm an oil field guy for a long, long time here in North Dakota in the Bakken. I'm working today, as a matter of fact. But anyhow, how is it that the executive branch in 18 months has completely cratered through executive order pretty much all of our work up here?
Yeah. Very good observation. Therein lies the problem over history of the legislative branch acquiescing too much authority to the executive branch. Now, don't get me wrong, we have a pretty strong presidency, but not as strong as a dictatorship, right? Not as strong as a socialist system. And yet, as I call it, lazy legislating. Through lazy legislating, we've acquiesced a lot of this authority, and consequently have made it very difficult to undo it. And nobody knows that better than Donald Trump. While Donald Trump was playing offense on some really big things like tax cuts and regulatory cuts, and did a good job of it, and to the degree we were able to help, obviously in tax policy, the Congress of the United States was very helpful. But stopping a rogue or a runaway executive that uses all of these powers is much, much more difficult, particularly, of course, when they have both the House and the Senate. That's one of the problems with the last 18 months is the Democrats have been in charge of all of it. So even passing things like Congressional Review Acts, which is a stop, you know, a way for Congress to stop executive orders, we've not been able to do that. The only thing we have been able to do is during the Trump years is put up a court that has been able to stop some of this, and that's obviously been helpful.
Well, yeah.
But that's a good
point. From my point of view, it just seems like if you look around you, the 95 percentile of all the issues we have in this Biden regime is due to executive orders. I mean, the regulations that they've either put in or not put in, you know, and then like day one canceling a pipeline. Gee, I wonder what's going to happen when we do that. I mean,
yeah, and by the way, day one, Trump put the pipeline back on track. Day two, you know, the Dakota Access Pipeline nightmare ended. And so, you know, if you're in business and you're investing a whole lot of money, as Sam's in the oil and gas world, it takes a lot of capital to run those, 40 rigs that are going in North Dakota right now. Who in their right mind would say, hey, this can swing back so back and forth in 4 years, I'm just going to sit on the sidelines. Why wouldn't you? In the case of the EPA, I guess there is some sign that the Supreme Court is against this, but you got to do this in court, don't you, Kevin, to fix this mess?
Well, you do, and remember that for example, West Virginia versus EPA was a very narrow decision, but it was a very significant signal. But to back to your point, Scott, that you're making and that Sam's making, you're exactly right. Major investment, which is what's required in the energy sector, for example, to solve the challenges that we have, you know, requires multi-year investments with multi-year returns, not simply a, you know, could you build a pipeline for 6 months while we transition to batteries? Well, that's just not how economics works. It's not how business works. So, but to Sam's fundamental point, and he's right on point, and his observation is exactly right. The executive branch has too much power, and they're able to do so much in such a short time. Now, they have not been able to do everything that they want to do. Remember, the law has been stopped thanks to the 60-vote margin required in the Senate. But do remember, too, that the $2 trillion that poured the gasoline on the inflation, that the American Rescue Plan, that was all Democrats, because they had 50 senators and a vice president, and Joe Manchin went along with them the first time. Fortunately, Joe Manchin hasn't gone along with them the next several times.
Thanks for the call, Sam. Let's go to Deanna on the road for Senator Kramer. You're next on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Deanna, turn your radio down there if you would. Otherwise, you're going to hear us a few seconds later on the radio. It's best to turn the radio down and talk into the phone with your question, okay?
Yes,
go ahead.
There we go.
Senator Kramer, my question is about the child support for the unborn children. Yet, what happens if the wrong father is named, and after the baby's born, the paternity test shows it's the wrong dad?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of those kinds of what ifs in this entire scenario of life and abortion. That said, the mother is in our bill, we leave it entirely up to the mother, first of all, whether she wants to pursue the father, and second of all, whether, and then a paternity test can be requested, and a paternity test, would then be provided. Whether or not there's a way to claw back if after the fact, some months or years later, it's determined that the wrong person has been charged all of this time, obviously you'd have to go to court and try to unwind all of that. But we didn't build the legislation around the occasional rare circumstance, but rather around the more likely circumstance.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate the call. Quickly here, we had Stephen Malloy on earlier, who, of course, heads up Junk Science, just a warrior on the green agenda fraud and longtime aide to Senator Inhofe. And he said, do me a favor, ask Senator Kramer if he's going to be helping to torpedo the green agenda CO2 credit boondoggle.
The CO2 credit boondoggle. I'm not sure what he's talking about.
I think he's talking about 45Q. I think he's talking about some of the tax incentives,
Well, we want to keep coal in North Dakota. I don't know if Oklahoma has a lot of coal, so I'm not sure what it drives in. But if we're going to keep coal, and coal is going to be viable in anywhere in the country or, for that matter, hopefully in the world, we're going to need to have carbon capture utilization storage, or at least carbon capture and storage.
Appreciate the comment from Steve. We passed it along. You got your answer. I agree. By the way, modern agriculture's got a target. So does oil and gas. So, these are solutions that prevent that. More after this than What's On Your Mind. We're brought to you today by our friends at Newsmax. Some breaking news. Famed political strategist Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, he served as a top advisor to Donald Trump, and Dick Morris has a new bestseller out this week. The book is called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris shares it. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump. But The Return shows Trump will triumph. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Go to TheReturn911.com. That's TheReturn911.com. TheReturn911.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least five people were injured, four critically, in a stabbing on a Chicago, Illinois train in the city's north side. The incident happened around 2 a.m. local time Friday on board a Red Line train near the North Clybourne Station. The station remains closed and is being bypassed during the investigation. An arrest has been made. The Supreme Court will not allow the Biden administration to implement a policy that prioritizes deportation of people in the country illegally who pose the greatest risk to public safety. The court's order Thursday leaves the policy frozen nationwide for now. The vote was 5-4, with conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett joining liberal justices, saying they would allow the Biden administration to put in place the guidance. SCOTUS announced they will revisit the issue in November. A TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Since he's 75 years of age today. Does that make you feel old? Senator Kramer kind of does me.
Oh, my God.
Still out
yeah.
there doing it, too.
Yeah, exactly right. Let's talk a little bit about Fox and Friends this week. Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends interviewed you about this Fufang situation. Quoted from an individual in these intelligence reports, which is, I think... yeah, I hear that, Kevin, but it's just really super low here.
Yeah. Volume up in there, maybe.
I don't. Well, anyway, I was going to play you a clip from Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends talking a little bit about this, but he's quoting someone from the intelligence of the Department of Defense, for crying out loud, raising questions about this that we all ought to be thinking about. Why in the world are we even still talking about this? Why is this still not? Why is this still a thing that we're going ahead with the potential purchase of farmland near the Grand Forks Air Force Base? Makes no sense to me.
Well, it didn't make any sense to Brian Kilmeade either. Here's why we're still talking about it, is because we do have a very open economic system in the United States of America. We have lots of foreign investment. Our farmers are able to sell their land to whomever they want to sell their land to, assuming it's not going to be used for agriculture. If it's a corporation, we do have some limits in North Dakota, but throughout the country, for the most part, we do not. And so our very open economic system and free enterprise, allows that to take place. And the state of North Dakota and Grand Forks lured this company, I suppose, to Grand Forks to create jobs and provide, add some value to corn farming in the region. And these things that have come up, these concerns, and as you know, I've been concerned since the beginning of this, Scott, and went from skeptical to opposed rather quickly. But for me, it all starts with the fact that the chairman of the company, of Fufeng, is very active in the Chinese Communist Party, to the point where the Chinese Communist Party once gave him an award for being a, quote, model laborer, unquote. That's pretty high praise.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. I thought Brian Kilmeade had the best line of all of the conversation surrounding this. Listen to
Senator, that's some legitimate concerns, and I have an idea. Well, let's see if we can get some investors and buy some farmland next to a military base in China. I hear they got some fertile land. How would that go over?
Yeah, well, we're a very open system, Brian. There's no question about that. The Chinese have taken advantage of that openness in the United States. We've willingly brought them in many respects, as have a lot of other countries. But a lot of other countries have learned their lesson, including countries much closer to China than we are. We are not desperate for this investment in North Dakota or anywhere in the United States, but particularly North Dakota. We can do better than this. And thankfully, there are people like Beth and several other concerned citizens who did sound the alarm. I think when the investment opportunity first came, it was not known that the chairman was an activist in the Chinese Communist Party. But as soon as that concern became known, we should have gotten out of it. Now, though, we are seeking further review from a national defense perspective.
Yeah.
I'm confident that we'll find lots of concern in the federal
government. Okay, but Senator, we have from a officer circulating a memo inside the Air Force calling it a national security threat to the United States, saying that it fits a pattern of Chinese subnational espionage campaigns using commercial economic development projects to get close to Department of Defense installations. Guy's name is an officer, Major Jeremy Fox, said the Fufeng project is located on this narrow geographic footprint at which passive receiving equipment could intercept sensitive drone and space-based communications to and from the base. He writes in this, some of the most sensitive elements of Grand Forks exist within the digital uplinks and downlinks inherent with unmanned aerial systems and their interaction with space-based assets. And any such data collection would present a costly national security risk, causing grave damage to United States strategic advantages. This guy is still employed by the United States Department of Defense. He's an officer, and he's saying this. Air Force. Sorry. Don't we know enough?
I would think so. This is not my decision, remember. This is not my decision. My decision was made a long time ago. You also have the U.S.-China Commission that done a review that's been pretty critical and cites Major Fox. What's interesting is that the strong advocates for the investment have said, well, but this isn't the Air Force's official position. This is just one officer, one intelligence officer. And when they ask the Air Force to comment on Major Fox's comments, they say, well, he's acting on his own. This is not the official position of the Air Force. But the Air Force never says, we think this is a swell idea. And I know some people want really clear, they want somebody else to make the decision for them. Our system's not set up that way, Scott. Just a little bit ago, we were complaining about things the other way around. I think we have to be very careful as conservatives to not think it's the federal government's job to tell Grand Forks who can buy land and who can't buy land, who can open business.
Well, but wait a minute, though. When we're talking about an international superpower, a sworn mm-hmm. enemy of the United States, that's different, isn't it?
I don't think it's different because the Air Force can go anywhere with their space development programs, their satellite ground stations, with their unmanned aerial systems. So what I'd be more concerned about is that the city of Grand Forks and the state of North Dakota says, this is not a serious threat. They've not identified a specific threat. Let's go ahead with it. We'll watch them closely. And the Air Force says, I think we'll put this next mission in the desert someplace rather than at Grand Forks. It's just a little too close to an investment like this. So it's really not the Air Force's decision to make.
Well, I mean,
which is why we've asked for serious review.
I'd love to know the ultimate ecosystem, the positive economic impact to Grand Forks from this ISR mission that did not come without a huge wrestling match with the powers that be within the Department of Defense by yourself and Senator Hogan and others. A major, major victory to have this ISR mission, Intelligence Surveillance Reconnaissance Mission at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, and if that is even threatened in a tiny, tiny, tiny possible way, the value to Grand Forks of all of that, not to mention this country, compared to saying, let's just trust the Chinese. They won't do anything. That's David versus Goliath decision making there. This should not be hard, should it? When you're telling me the ISR mission could be threatened, the base could say, the DOD, Department of Air Force, Space Force could say, not because of the proximity of that, we're going to take this away. Do you think that's possible?
Well, I think it's very possible. I mean, Scott, you've already pointed to the obvious. I mean, I've been on the Armed Services Committee now for nearly 4 years, and I've spent more time and more capital convincing the United States Air Force that they need to replace the Global Hawks after the Global Hawks are retired. They've announced their retirement long before they announced a replacement for them. And I've been in this fight since the first day I got into the United States Senate. And now Grand Forks is slated for a very futuristic, very high-end ISR mission. And this is complemented by the fact that I also brought the Space Development Agency to Grand Forks, and they made a decision to go into the Grand Forks Air Force Base with their very first low Earth orbiting ground intelligence operation. So there's no question that to put any of that at risk, is concerning to me. That said, I'm the senator, I'm not the mayor, and I'm not the governor. I just give all of the advice and information and counsel that I can give and help the community in any way possible. I will tell you this. This is exactly the why Senator Hovind, Senator Rubio, and I, and just to put more on the meat on these bones, remember a couple of weeks ago, CNBC did a big report on this, and they used Major Fox's, I think, report as sort of the basis of their piece. Both Senator Rubio, who's the ranking Republican on the Intelligence Committee, and Senator Mark Warner, who's the Democratic chairman of the Intelligence Committee, have come out in opposition to this. And their concern isn't just the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Their concern, at least in talking to Marco, his concern is the broader concern, which I've always tried to be very clear about, Scott, and that is inviting the Chinese Communist Party into our food supply chain one more time is like very concerning, because they're buying up lots of food supply chain assets and other kinds of assets. They already pretty much own the pharmaceutical industry assets, the protective gear assets, the medical protection equipment world, the uranium world. So lots of energy things, lots of manufacturing.
Look at the Packers. Look at the issue. You couldn't be more right. Let me ask you what I asked Senator Hovind last week. Knowing what you know, do you believe Fufeng will ever operate that plant in Grand Forks?
Well, knowing what I know, I think the CFIUS review that we've asked for, and for those that don't know, that's the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, chaired by the Secretary of Treasury, and we rewrote the letter to Secretary Yellen and to Secretary Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, asking for a CFIUS review. Usually agricultural investments are exempt, but we're asking them to consider this one. I think they're going to take it up. I believe they'll find a whole bunch of concerns. When you start talking to the Department of Defense, and the Department of Defense has other agencies working with them, the Department of Justice, Homeland Security. Remember, Grand Forks Air Force Base also has a Homeland Security component, because they fly, the Customs and Border Protection flies out of Grand Forks. So I believe there are going to be lots of concerns, but it's still not the federal government's decision to make. The only way it becomes the federal government's decision to make is if CFIUS finds concerns and they do a further review. They can do a 45-day review, okay? If enough concerns are raised and the transaction continues, they can then do another 45-day investigative review. That means they go after more evidence. And if that doesn't unwind this thing, the president then can take that information if he chooses. He can then unwind that transaction. I would hope if there are enough concerns raised, it would be done long before it would have to get to that point.
Quick break, back with more, brought to you by PetroServe USA. Lowest price fuel around, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. What's not to love? PetroServe USA and that 4-for-4 deal, the inflation buster is still on. More with Senator Kramer coming up.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres in a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutzman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near First, North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Attention farmers, harvest season is right around the corner. Don't let a lack of storage slow down your operation. We have over 50 broad grain bins in stock. But don't wait, they will go fast. We also offer repair and maintenance services to damaged and existing bins. Our team will make sure that you have the best storage solutions to keep your farm moving at full speed. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Let's celebrate America all month long at Petroserve USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River 3 1/4-ounce bag $4.99. The Ghost Energy drinks 2 for $4. And any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience too. Petroserve USA. Just tell them Scott sent you.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Yeah, I remember the boat that day. These guys will be at the State Fair on Thursday. Good stuff.
Old Dominion. I love this band.
Exactly right. Todd, you tell us about Schwann's? No, Todd had to run, didn't he?
I can tell you about Schwann's.
Okay, you tell us about Schwann's.
Well, I can tell you just that I know off the top of my head. Number one, they do have new inventory arriving, but you've got to get but they're gone. I mean, you've got to get your name on one and get in there. Secondly, over 75 certified pre-owned vehicles on the lot ready to go right now. And if you want what you want, you got to get your order in. More online at SchwanBuickGMC.com. You can do it all from your house, from your living room, whatever. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
All right, we're going to rapid fire through these calls, so bring it quick. Quick questions and quick answers, Senator Kramer, if you would. We'll get a couple of texts in as well. One texter says, please tell me how you would vote if that House bill on marriage comes to the Senate.
Yeah, I've said I'd vote against it. You know, I always default to no, just so people know until you see what's actually in the bill. I'm open to people talk to me about it, but I've told all the media in Washington, same thing. I'd vote against it if it came in. It's completely unnecessary. Completely unnecessary. It's not going to change a thing.
Dan in Minnesota, you're next. What's on your mind? Are you there, Dan?
Yeah, I was just had a question about the child support bill, which I do support, but I wondered, as conservatives trying to push family values, does that also make the child a dependent for couples that are together and child support is a part of?
Oh, okay, good question. So there are other people who have a bill. I think Marco Rubio actually has a bill that allows the child to be a dependent for the tax season that the child's conceived. It kind of gets back to the same fundamental, right? A life is a life, and if life begins at conception, we should treat it the same.
Appreciate the call and the comment, Dan. We're going to have Marco Rubio on the show soon, aren't we, Kevin? You're going to come on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
You know, Marco's not afraid of the media, as you know, so I'll be happy to ask him.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see here. Chinese, the texter says, the Chinese have owned the Cirrus plant for 10 years in Grand Forks. You should back down on this.
Well, we know a lot more about the Chinese today than we did 10 years ago. If the Chinese were trying to buy Cirrus today, I think it'd be a very different discussion than it was 10 years ago. And we've learned a whole lot about them. We've learned not only how capable they are at passive theft, at intellectual property theft, at forced forcing technology transfer. I mean, they've been ruthless in terms of their ambitions to take over the world economically, but they've also been ruthless in taking over technologically. You know, they are far advanced in areas of warfare, like things like hypersonic missiles, for example, very important. Directed energy, very important. The China today is not the China of 10 years ago. It probably is the same China. It's just that we're a lot smarter than we were 10 years ago.
Kirk is on the road for Senator Kevin Kramer. Quick questions, quick answers here. Go ahead, Kirk.
Yeah, no offense, Senator, but to say we'll move our mission to the desert or consult with the mayor of Grand Forks sounds like weak bureaucratic BS to me. You got to get tough with these guys, Senator.
I'm not sure I'm following your line of thinking here.
Get tough with who?
With who? Get tough with which guys?
Maybe it means the mayor. I don't know. But that a senator getting mad at a mayor is something you've addressed earlier that would cross a line to. we're telling you what to do with the federal government, right? Yeah.
Right. No, China does that. The Chinese government does that to their cities, but we don't do that our way. He may have misunderstood my point about the Air Force. I mean, you know, if the Air Force has to consider, obviously, a lot of sensitive things in terms of a location, one of the reasons it picked Grand Forks is because of our location, because we're pro-military, because we're very patriotic. Obviously, we have a space station at Cavalier now with the Cavalier space station, which is a Space Force station. So our location does matter, but if the location becomes a detriment as opposed to an asset, the Air Force will make a different decision.
All right, let's go to Danny in Rock Lake, North Dakota. Danny, for Senator Kramer, go.
Yeah, Senator Kramer, I would like to know, I'm hoping like heck, that the Republicans win the midterms. What is in the pipeline for all these illegals that are in our country? I mean, they're overrunning parts of Pennsylvania, Arizona, Indiana. Pretty soon they're going to be up here. Our country can't handle it. Are we going to start deporting them, or what's in the pipeline for that?
Yeah. Washington, D.C., by the way, cleverly, is receiving lots of them because the governors of the southern states are sending them there. So a few things. First of all, remember, if we win the midterms, we will at least have control of one, maybe both chambers, and that's helpful in terms of stopping certain things and not funding certain things. The president will still be the president, still has tremendous power, but we will also be able to put people on the witness stand and have some serious, very transparent oversight, which I think is critical.
You sleeping better now, Danny?
Well, not really.
We still have the presidency.
That border is really, really, really a sad situation.
And here's what's interesting, Danny. It's very sad. You know it's sad. A lot of people know it's sad, but a lot of people don't. That's what's so concerning, is that there are still a lot of people who don't even know how bad the border is, because guess why? The president doesn't go there. The vice president doesn't go there. So that's why Republican senators on a regular basis go down there. We bring media with us when we can, and so that people can see what's going on. But they don't want the world to know what's going on at the southern border.
Yeah,
they want you to work on some other weird thing.
Until the political pain increases, it's going to continue. Right. Danny, keep fighting. Appreciate you. Senator Kramer, thanks for the time. God bless. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Attention farmers, harvest season is right around the corner. Don't let a lack of storage slow down your operation. We have over 50 broad grain bins in stock. But don't wait, they will go fast. We also offer repair and maintenance services to damaged and existing bins. Our team will make sure that you have the best storage solutions to keep your farm moving at full speed. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.